The believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel invite you to listen to a gospel message by one of their pastors, Joe Galusik and Walter Pendleton. This week's message is by Walter Pendleton. Visit us on the website at www.sgchapel.com. Again, that is www.sgchapel.com. Men preach what they think is best. There is nothing to preach better than or other than Jesus Christ the Lord. Now this week's message.
There is a statement in Scripture which flowed from the lips of God manifest in the flesh. God manifest in the flesh said these words. Here are the words that God manifest in the flesh said. They're in John chapter 10 and verse 11. I am the good shepherd. God manifest in the flesh said that. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. This is what God manifest in the flesh said. This flowed from his lips. It flowed from his holy soul. It flowed from his impeccable character. This statement, I am the good shepherd, it covers the whole gamut of the person of Christ and the whole gamut of the work of Christ. That is the word good. I am the good shepherd. Christ is good in the truest and the fullest sense of that word. You know what I said? Christ is good in the truest and fullest sense of that word. We often throw around the word, this is good, that's good, but Scripture's quite clear. There is none good but God. Even Christ himself said that. There is none good but God. But Christ is good in the truest and fullest sense of the word. Think of it. He is good personally. Personally, he is good in purpose. Whatever he purposed, whatever he's purposed to do, it's good because he purposed it. He's the good shepherd. He's good personally. He's good in purpose. He's good in decree. He's good in character. There was no flaw in him. There was no sin in him, nor potential for sin in him. So he's good personally. He's good in purpose. He's good in decree, he's good in character, he's good in thought and word and deed. Christ is the only good man, the only good man, other than Adam before his fall in the garden. Christ is the only good man. And Adam ceased to be a good man. Adam fell in the garden. Adam sinned against God when he partook of that fruit of that tree that he had been forbidden to partake of. And Adam fell from his upright state. Adam had a mutable goodness. But Christ is immutably good. He is the good shepherd. He's the only good man. He said, I do always those things that please the Father. I can't ever say that. You can't ever say that. But he could say that. He could say it in truth and in justice and in rightness. So Christ is the only good man. Christ is good intrinsically. That is, he is good and he does good. He is the standard of good. You don't figure out what good is and then fit Christ into that. Who Christ is good. That is good. I am the good shepherd, he said. He is good intrinsically. His mercy and his compassion are good, and his mercy and compassion are sovereign. He said, I'll have mercy on whom I have mercy. I'll have compassion on whom I'll have compassion. So his mercy and his compassion are good. But hear me, his hate and his wrath are good. Did I really say that? Yes, I said his hate and his wrath are good. Jacob have I loved, God said, and Christ is God manifest in the flesh. Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. God also said that He is willing to make his wrath known, and he has endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction. So Christ is good. He is the standard of good. His mercy and compassion are good. His hate and his wrath are good. He said, I harden whom I harden. This is Jesus Christ the Lord. This is God manifest in the flesh. And here he says, it flowed from his lips, these words, he is the good shepherd. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Four things, first of all. Think about this. In the text where I read, in John chapter 10, it is quite clear the good shepherd has a sheepfold. That is, the good shepherd has a place for his sheep. You'll see that in John chapter 10 and verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. The good shepherd has a sheepfold. That doesn't make him a good shepherd. He is the good shepherd, but the good shepherd has a sheepfold. Also, the second thing, the good shepherd also is the door to the sheepfold. We read him saying that in verse 7. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, or truly, truly, a matter of great emphasis. Do you see it? Truly, truly, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Do you see it? So the good shepherd has a sheepfold. The good shepherd is also the door to the sheepfold for the sheep. But also, oh, it's quite evident. It's quite clear. The good shepherd has a sheep. You hear me? The good shepherd has a sheep. He has some sheep. Listen to what he says. This is the same text now, same context. John chapter 10 and verse 2, our Lord went on to say. He said, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Do you hear it? And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they, who's that? The sheep, and a stranger will the sheep not follow, we could say, but will flee from him, for they, that is the sheep, for they know not the voice of strangers. You see, the good shepherd has a sheepfold. The good shepherd is also the door to the sheepfold. But the good shepherd also has a sheep. And he went on to say even more. Verse 7, then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Do you see it? The sheep did not hear them. And then he goes on to even greater heights. Down in verse 12, we read these words. But he that is an hireling, he says, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And listen, and other sheep I have. Now listen to it. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring. Do you see it? You see, he's saying I must bring the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. Who? The sheep. They shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Do you see it? They're sheep before they're ever brought. They're sheep before they ever hear his voice. But because they are sheep, they must be brought, and Christ is the one that must do the bringing. Men talk about, I'm responsible for my salvation. If you are, then the salvation you know is of no value. It's not worth spit in the sight of God. Jesus Christ is responsible for the salvation of the sheep. Oh, to be a sheep. Oh, to be a sheep. But other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. They're of a different fold right now, he was saying. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. But what? And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. So we see that the sheep, the good shepherd, has a sheepfold. We see the good shepherd is also the door to the sheepfold. And he's the door to the sheep. We see the good shepherd has a sheep. This is quite clear. Everything here Christ said is about sheep, sheep, sheep. Why? Because he's the good shepherd. A shepherd is someone who has sheep. A man who doesn't have sheep is not a shepherd. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life the sheep. But here's the fourth thing. Some people, according to Christ's own words. Do you hear me now? Some people, according to Christ's own words, some people are not his sheep. Listen to what he went on to say in verse 22. And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, here's what they said, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Do you see the stinging sarcasm and smart aleck remark of these people? Now listen, tell us plainly. If you're the Christ, how long have you made us to doubt? If you be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Do you see it? The good shepherd has a sheep, but the good shepherd also is quite clear. He made it very clear, even to certain individuals, you're not my sheep. How is it known that they're not my sheep? You don't believe, but you believe not because you're not of my sheep. Listen to me. Don't let any man lie to you concerning the truth of God if they try to turn that verse around and say a man's not a sheep because he don't believe. That's not so. That is dishonesty. That is trickery. That is not what the good shepherd said. The good shepherd said to these people, but ye believe not because ye are not of my sheep. Christ is good. He's the good shepherd. And the good shepherd clearly told some people, you're not of my sheep. Again, Christ said, I am the good shepherd. But he went on to say this, oh, what glorious words from the lips of the Son of God. What glorious words from the lips of God manifest in the flesh. What glorious words from the mouth of him who also said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I'll have compassion on whom I will have compassion, and whom I will I harden. Listen to what he said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Do you see it? I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Hear me now. The sheep are those for whom Christ gave his life. The sheep are those for whom Jesus Christ died. The sheep are those for whom the good shepherd gave his life. See, Christ represented the sheep in his death. Christ, the good shepherd, was surety for the sheep in his death. Christ, the good shepherd, died as a substitute for the sheep. Christ, the good shepherd, suffered for the sins of the sheep. Christ, the good shepherd, was made sin for the sheep so that the sheep might be made the righteousness of God in him. Christ, the good shepherd, died for the sins of the sheep. As a matter of fact, Peter put it this way. Jesus Christ bore our sins in his own body on the tree. And Christ said, I did that for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep. Christ died for the sins of the sheep. Christ, the good shepherd, in his death, put away the sins of the sheep. Hebrews is quite clear. Hebrews chapter 1. And let me just read that to you, because this is such an astounding statement. Because, listen, God, Hebrews 1, God, who in sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness, that is the Son, being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. So you see, when were sins purged? Sins are not purged when you believe. Sins were purged when he died, because he ascended into glory and sat down after he purged sins. Sins were gone then. The truth of the gospel is you don't believe so Jesus' death can put away your sins. You believe that Jesus Christ's death did put away sins some odd 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ suffered on that tree. So I say again, Christ, the good shepherd, in his sacrificial substitutionary death, put away the sins of the sheep. Not only that, Christ, the good shepherd, reconciled the sheep by his death. This is clear by the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 5. And he says these words. I'm going to turn to it and read these words. Romans chapter 5. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says. Verse 6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. So the sheep began as what? Ungodly. That's where they are. They're lost sheep. The scripture talks about lost sheep. Oh, really? Yes. The sheep are just like everybody else by nature. They're lost by nature. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood. You see, by his blood, Hebrews is clear. The book of Hebrews is clear. He shed his blood one time forever. That's all. So when were we justified? By his blood? When he shed his blood. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. This is why Christ said, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. But listen, Christ said, I'm the good shepherd, I lay down my life for the sheep. Now there are other sheep, they're not of this fold. But I lay down my life for them. Them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. And why do I know this to be true? Why do I know this is certain? Because he is the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. The good shepherd, as surety, made himself responsible for the salvation of the sheep. He, the good shepherd, goes out and finds the lost, hunts for that lost sheep, searches for that lost sheep till he finds it. And then he lays that lost sheep on his shoulders and carries it all the way back home and says with others around him, rejoice for me, for I found my sheep which was lost. This is God manifest in the flesh. This is Jesus Christ, the good shepherd. And the good shepherd said, I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep. I lay down my life for the sheep. So again, Christ represented the sheep in his death. Christ was made surety for the sheep in his death. Christ died as a substitute for the sheep. Christ suffered for the sins of the sheep. Christ was made sin for the sheep. Christ died for the sins of the sheep. Christ, in his death, put away the sins of the sheep. Christ reconciled the sheep by his death. And Christ justified the sheep by his blood. If in these things you sit and you listen to me with your mouth gaped open in confusion, well, I want you to know you're not alone. You're not alone. This whole context begins in chapter 9 of John. It begins this way, and Jesus said, "For judgment I come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind." Did you hear that? That's what he said. And some of the Pharisees, which were with him, when they heard these words, they said unto him, "Are we blind also?" Jesus said unto them, "If ye were blind, ye would have no sin. But now I say, now ye say, we see, therefore your sin remaineth." And then he goes on to tell them, "I have some sheep." You see it? And then he told them, "You're not of my sheep." These men were confused by what he said. Their mouth gaped open. Who is this man? Who does he think he is? He says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." So if you sit there with your mouth gaped open in confusion, well, you're not alone. And if in these things you're angered by bitterness and you're offended by these words, well, you're not alone either. Verse 19, it says these very words, "There was a division, therefore, among the Jews for these sayings." People begin to be arguing about this. People still do it today. Someone like me gets up and preaches exactly what Jesus Christ said. They begin to argue and divide and hate because of these. But if I say, if in hearing these things you're filled with hate, well, listen to me, you're not alone. But also hear this, hear what it says. "But ye believe not because you're not of my sheep." I can't say that to you, but oh, you don't want Jesus Christ to say that to you. Do you hear me? "But ye believe not because you're not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." You see, the sheep hear Christ's words because he said so. The sheep believe Christ's words. You know why? Because he said so. And the sheep follow Christ. You know why? Because he said so. The sheep long for more of Christ's word. They shall never perish. They keep following him. They don't follow for a little while and then leave. This thing of, "Well, I used to be saved, but I quit following Jesus." You are not a sheep. The sheep hear Christ's words. They believe Christ's words. The sheep follow Christ, longing for more of Christ's words. The sheep bow to Christ's words. The sheep rejoice in Christ's words. The sheep are glad to be sheep. They're glad to be sheep. They love him. They follow him. They hear him. They rejoice in him. They bow at even the mention of him. Why? Because they're sheep. But listen to me. Some are not sheep. And our Lord Jesus Christ said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." The sheep enjoy sheep food. And Christ's words are the sheep's food. They love it, rejoice in it, long to hear it over and over and over again. There are those, "I'm tired of hearing that. I know it says that in the Bible, but I just get tired of hearing that." It's because you're not a sheep. The sheep hear his voice. The sheep know his voice. The sheep follow him. The sheep will never perish. You know why? Because he gives to them eternal life. They're in God's hands, and they'll never perish. Today's so-called Christianity, and it's sad to say it, but listen to me. I have something I want to say to you. And I say it in light of all the truth that our Lord Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh, I say it to you in light of all that he spoke in the last part of John 9 and in the full part of John chapter 10. I say these words, listen to me. Today's so-called Christianity is a sheepless Christianity. Men don't preach about this. Men talk as if all men are Christ's sheep. He did not say that. He said exactly the opposite. Men speak today as we're all the children of God. We just need to be saved. That is a lie of the devil. It is the lie of the spirit motivated by the spirit of Antichrist. Today's so-called Christianity is a sheepless Christianity. Therefore, today's so-called Christianity is a Christless Christianity, because the Good Shepherd said, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. So listen, this is profound truth. May God bring it to your heart and mind. Today's so-called Christianity is a sheepless Christianity, because it is a Christless Christianity. Because a Christianity, that which is true Christianity, that which is based upon Christ, is based upon the Good Shepherd. And Christ said, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd giveth his life for the sheep.
This broadcast is supported by the believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel. We meet every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Sovereign Grace Chapel is located in Crow, West Virginia, just off Country Club Drive on Annabelle Lane, just north of Little Beaver State Park. Our web address is www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Our mailing address is Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15 in Kellysville, West Virginia 24732. Again, that's Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15, Kellysville, West Virginia 24732. Come hear Christ preached.